Hi, thanks for listening to the It's Not Just One Thing podcast series from Physio My Dog. I'm Harriet Kitcat and I'm from Physio My Dog. I'm a vet physiotherapist specialising in dogs, but I'm also a dog owner myself, and I'm also incredibly nosy and interested in knowing more and more about what we can do as dog owners, but also as therapists as to what we can do to help dogs. So I hope you find this series useful. It's Harriet Kitcat from Physio My Dog. How are you doing? I hope all is well with you guys, and I hope that you've been enjoying my What Is series. So this is, in case this is the first episode that you've heard of this series, this is basically a short kind of like mini series, which comes under the umbrella, if you like, of the What Is like my general kind of podcast series. Called It's Not Just One Thing, because as you will hear me say quite a lot, it's not just one thing that A is quite often going on with your dog, but more importantly, it's not just one thing that is going to help your dog, whatever the issue may well be. So this little mini series, this little short series, is basically I'm trying to keep each episode to around about 15 minutes long, so you can just kind of dip in and out, and maybe you just want to listen to one or two of them, or maybe you want to listen to the whole series, depending on what your kind of preference is. But really, the intention about all of these is to give you guys a bit more information, or certainly just some real foundation stuff that you can then go, okay, now I've got a bit more of an understanding. Now you can start to do maybe some of your own research. So it may be that you suspect maybe your dog has one of these issues. Maybe you've already been given a diagnosis and you think, actually, okay, my vet's told me this, what can I do about it? Or maybe, you know, you're already trying to manage it and you're thinking, oh, is this the right thing? Is there anything else that I can do? So maybe this can kind of spur you on to maybe look at other options if you're not already doing some of the things, because there are lots of things we can do as owners or as therapists or as anybody. There's lots of things we can do, but it doesn't mean we should be doing them all, because, and let's face it, we can't do it all. We can't do everything. So we sometimes have to prioritise what we do, and sometimes those priorities kind of come down to maybe availability. Maybe there isn't a physiotherapist near you, in which case contact me, because I can do things online, but I can equally maybe direct you to somebody. So maybe there's not a physiotherapist near you. Maybe you want to do hydro, but there isn't anyone that can do hydrotherapy. Or maybe you're trying some of these interventions and you're not necessarily getting the results. Now, that doesn't mean that that person or that therapist or whoever you're seeing isn't doing a good job. It just might mean that your dog isn't necessarily responding to it as well. So in which case you try something else, or you try something different. So you have the conversation with that person. You say, look, I'm hoping we were going to get some more results. What do you think? And it may be for lots of different reasons that you're not getting the results that maybe you were expecting. Maybe your expectations weren't quite right. Or maybe you were set different types of expectations by somebody. And that's, again, it's not about blaming anyone. It's just about taking responsibility for what we feel is the right thing to do and going with it. And as I say, I know that's a really long-winded introduction, but I just feel like sometimes we can try something, we don't get the results, and then we think, well, that didn't work, and then that's it. And it's like, no, that isn't it. It just means that we have to find something else, because there is always something that we can do to help our dogs, in whether it's the short term, the long term, or the medium term. So today we are going to be talking about spondylosis. Now, this is of the spine. Now, this isn't to be confused with spondylysis, which is an inflammatory condition which sometimes dogs have at the same time, but not always. And I'm not going to take up my valuable time talking about too many different things. So we're going to very much focus on spondylosis. So this is sometimes, I guess some people kind of, and this is the reason I put it in this series, is because it can sometimes be referred to as almost like arthritic change to the spine. So the body's really clever, isn't it? If you don't know that already, you know, I'm in awe really of how the body tries to correct itself. So it spots something and it goes, that's not quite right, I'm going to try and do something about that. So if the body spots that maybe something isn't quite right, you know, we like, as I say, we like stability, we like balance. That's what the body likes. But if something is kind of like going on along the spine, sometimes what can happen is that the bone says, or the body says, do you know what, I'm going to grow an extra bit of bone and I'm going to stabilize this dodgy little bit. Maybe this bit of the spine isn't quite as it should be. So the body thinks, it says, do you know what, I'm going to grow an extra bit of bone. And so that bony spur, or osteophytes is its posh name for it, it starts to grow extra bits of bone. So if you think, if you imagine, back in the day, younger kids might not know what this is, but they used to be, we used to get toast racks where if you stay in like a bed and breakfast or something and they bring out the toast and they don't want the toast to like steam. So you have it in like little racks. So basically it means that the toast doesn't like steam and make the other bit soggy. So if you know what that looks like, think of that. If you don't know what it looks like, Google it, because it will tell you what it will show you photos. But anyway, so think of a toast rack, and so it's like up, like little grooves. I'm doing a really bad description here, aren't I? So anyway, it's basically, so think of the vertebrae. Google what vertebrae looks like. So it's bits of bone basically that goes along our whole spine. That is basically what our spine is made up of these little vertebrae. Now if something's going on, what it will try and do is grow these extra bits of bone. So as I say, these like bony spurs. And it tends to happen toward at the kind of like normally at the bottom of the vertebrae as opposed to the top. It kind of like, it almost like bridges. So on the show notes, I'll do a link to my Facebook post, because I'm going to post a photograph of an x-ray of what it looks like, because only an x-ray will show it. So basically it like bridges, it's almost like fusing the vertebrae together. And sometimes it will fuse just maybe two, but then it might continue all the way up the spine. Now it can happen at any point along the spine. So quite often it might be along the thoracic part of the spine, which is kind of like the middle part, so where the rib cage is. So kind of where the rib cage and meets the sort of abdominal, like near the tummy. So it might be around about there. It might be slightly further down in the lumbar spine. So it might start there. Or it might start further back in the lumbar sacral spine. So that's right at the very back, so near where the hips are and the sort of the pelvis area. So that's where it can happen anywhere. But once it's happened, it will tend to go forwards, like more towards the head if it happens. So the sign. So it's not always obvious, to be honest, that your dog's got it. And so, for instance, Jensen, who, as you regular listeners may know, is the furry love of my life. We found out he had it by total accident. It was because he was having x-rays done of his hips. And actually, the surgeon spotted very early stages of spondylosis. So that's going to be the x-ray that I post on the show notes. So it's only going to be x-rays that's going to be able to actually physically show it. But you might see that your dog is looking a bit stiffer. There might not be very much movement along that spine. So the vertebrae should be able to be like wiggle a bit like a snake. So if you're seeing that the dog's really looking quite wooden, obviously older dogs tend to look a bit wooden and stiff a lot of the time anyway, but not exclusively to older dogs. Obviously younger dogs can look wooden and stiff as well. And that could be for lots of different reasons. It's not always, for instance, that they're just because they've got spondylosis, for instance. So you might see, as I hope you're seeing a theme here, that you can have the same signs or same symptoms, but it's for lots of different conditions. So it can be, so we have to play detective to try and work out what it is. So it's not always painful. I think that's the important thing to kind of remember. It can be. So if you've got a bony spur that's kind of like leaning or kind of like resting on, say, a nerve root, for instance, then that's going to be painful. Or if a bit snaps off, and this can happen, then that's going to be like, ouch, ouchy, ouchy, ouchy. So that's going to hurt. And so in which case, you'll start to see more slightly obvious signs, I guess, that, your dog is in pain. And if you're just like touching your dog, or maybe you're brushing your dog or something like that, and then they might start to, they might find a certain part of the spine really painful too, if you're touching or brushing them or something. Now, again, that can be for other reasons as well, not just spondylosis, but these are kind of some of the things you may sort of like notice. So as always, only vets can legally diagnose. So if you've got any concerns, please always get these things checked out, because you know, sometimes it's just spondylosis and that's it. You know, sometimes it might lead on to something else, something a bit more complicated. It doesn't necessarily always mean surgery either, and that's the really important thing to remember. If there's more, if it leads on to more complicated conditions, then maybe that's a different conversation. But generally, it's not always painful. It can only be painful if it's growing on, if it's leaning on something, or it's snapping off, or something like that. But what you might find is, actually another sign that you might find is that towards the lower back, you might find that your dog has these extra kind of like larger bits of muscle on the side of their bodies, as opposed to the top of their bodies, their spinal muscles. So around their sort of like lumbar region, you can get these, they can be quite hard parts of the, it's almost like bulging type muscles on the outside of their backs. And that's normally a bit more obvious if you've got shorter hair breeds. You might see it on, I'm not going to say a breed because it can happen to any breed, but maybe on some shorter hair breeds you'll notice it more. But if you're touching your dog, you might just feel it. Think, God, that feels really, really hard, like on the outside of the spine or the outside of the body. Excuse me. So again, you know, so it can be, you know, the spondylosis bit might not be the painful bit, but you know, the dogs will most likely, you know, be quite tight in a lot of those spinal muscles. So this is why things like physiotherapy can really, really help with stuff like this. So massage can be lovely, heat, you know, heat pads, that type of thing. So there you go. I always say to people, I'm going to give you top tips. So that's one of my top tips, is to, if you're feeling your dog and there's not anywhere that feels really, really hot already, assuming there's not already that, then you could always just try like a heat pad, like a hot water bottle, wrap that up in a towel, or if you've got one of those wheat bags, something like that, then, you know, if you rest that on your dog, because, you know, it's like if something hurts and we have a hot water bottle, oh my goodness, doesn't it make us feel better sometimes? So try that with your dog. The other one that I was going to say was, you know, look to see how your dog is standing. So I think I might have said this in one of my other, I think I might have said it in the elbow podcast, is that, you know, start to raise your dog's food and water bowls, so where they're eating from. Now, you don't have to go out and buy, if you want to go out and buy something, you can do. But I feed my dog, Baxter, off out of a plant pot. I mean, it's in a bowl or it's on or something. It's not actually in a plant pot, if you know what I mean. But I rest what he's eating off on a plant pot. So I haven't bought him anything. Just so you're promoting like a flat top line. So always look at our dogs, you know, ultimately they're designed to have a flat top line. So we don't want them, you know, tucking under. We don't want them sort of like twisting too much or anything like that, or kind of like making it. If your dog looks uncomfortable when they're eating, then they probably are a little bit uncomfortable. So that's my little top tip there, is to say raise water stroke dog bowl, water bowls and feeding stations. So hopefully that gives you a bit of an idea about what spondylosis is. As I say, spondylitis is a bit more complicated, and that's about inflammation. So maybe I'll do a separate thing on that. But I just wanted to try and keep all these conditions a little bit more limited, a bit more of a theme around the arthritic changes. So as always, I'm going to post some links in the show notes. If you've got any queries or questions, please let me know. As I say, there's always things that we can do to help our dogs. And we might not even know, as I say, we might not even know that our dog has this. As I say, it was by kind of accident, really, that we found out Jensen had it. It was because when we were x-raying him for cruciate ligament disease, which is on another podcast, when they were lining up the x-rays and we had a look, we saw this kind of little bit of bone growing, and I was like, what's that? And he said, that's spondylosis. So there you go. So I'll put that on the I'll put that on the Facebook post, which will be linked from the show notes, and all the other useful tips and tricks will be on the links as well. So please, as always, let me know if you've got any queries or questions, and look out for the next episode, which is going to be on just a general one on osteoarthritis. So a little bit more about what that is. Okay, guys, I hope that has been useful for you, and I look forward to hearing from you. Take care.
Thanks for listening to the It's Not Just One Thing That Will Help Your Dog podcast. I really hope you've enjoyed it and found it useful. If you'd like any more information about anything that we've been discussing, please contact me. You can find my website by Googling Physio My Dog. You can also look me up on Facebook and Instagram under the same name, Physio My Dog. I look forward to hearing from you.